The risk of trading futures and options can be substantial. All information, publications, and material used and distributed by Advanced Trading Incorporated shall be construed as solicitation. ATI does not maintain an independent research department as defined in CFTC Regulation 1.71. Information obtained from third-party sources is believed to be reliable, but its accuracy is not guaranteed by Advanced Trading Incorporated. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results.
Good morning, happy Friday. Welcome to ATI Pro Media. We are powered by Advanced Trading. Little light on the news front, but a lot of volatility in the stock market. Google, I think Alphabet's what they call it now. Big earnings yesterday, big down day in the stock market. But folks, we didn't close there. Looked like just an average down day by the end. Dow down 300, S&P down. Markets, big turnaround when it looks when you look at the outside markets right now. Dow Jones up 100, NASDAQ up 200. S&P's up 45. We had some data out today. It kind of moved the markets. I watched CNBC and I watched Rick Santelli and some others argue about it. I mean, they're arguing about eighths and quarters and in little fragments of every piece of economic data. If there's one thing I can tell you that I kind of got out of watching the morning shows this morning is that the Fed's models don't work for when we have a major event like COVID. So we are 4 years ago today, most of us were still wiping off our groceries before they came home. Many of you weren't, but some of us were. And there was a different feel. So that event 4 years ago has very much changed how economic data is processed and digested and everything else. With that, let's bring in Brady Huck. He's got a little message he wants to talk about. Good morning, Brady.
Morning, Tommy G.
We're running late today, but yet we got it together. I get up early, but sometimes I don't get on the set just in time. You wrote a nice little text this morning. Not that you have to read it word for word. Did you send that to clients? You said you were trying to inner channel your best Tom Barry. What's that mean? Is that a compliment or an insult?
I think it's a compliment. You know, Tom Barry, he sends these great write-ups every morning. And I finally paid the piper and got on his subscription list so I could get those messages. And he doesn't charge me too much for them, but it's great stuff. And so I was channeling that this morning as we come into May, options expiring here on Friday. Just looking back at
Friday, by the way.
Today is Friday. Yeah. It's been a week, Tom.
On Friday, May options expire. Just heads up. That's
also today. Yes. Yeah.
Also known as in a few hours. Yes, sir.
But there we go. My internet's a little laggy.
That's okay. Let us know if you got to drop off.
Yep. Those options, they've been through, you know, a wild ride, just like our grain markets. And so if you sold grain in the fall in October, May futures was around $5 and we were, you know, 480 to 520 area in that range on corn. And you bought a call, paid 10, 15, 20 cents for a May call. You know, it was going to cost you interest to get that type of ownership. We talk about it all the time. What's it cost to tie up that grain as cash? If you're borrowing money or if you're, you know, not earning money, what's it going to cost you? It's going to cost you, you know, 15 to 20 cents just in interest. Then you throw in a storage charge or some shrink or some in and out type fees on top of that. And you're looking at 20 to 30 cents to own that grain until then, let alone the market risk that we've had. And we've seen a volatile market since then where corn traded down dang near to $4 in February. Here we're at 440, but we're still, you know, 60 cents below where we were last fall. So then you throw on the interest costs that you have and you're, you know, did it cost you 80 cents to own that grain until now, Tommy? I think that's the bottom line. Sometimes you look at that call option and you see it expire and worthless. It cost me 15, 20 cents to own that thing. It didn't do anything for me. Yeah, it did. It saved you 60 cents, Tommy. It saved you.
I don't think most people want to back into the math that way because they're going to realize that they really did a bad job marketing grain. And so it's easier to say, hey, I watched the show. They don't like options. They don't like this. Okay, fine. It's your farm. Tell me what works. I've seen people bundle grain and get blasted by accumulators. Mm-hmm. I had a man from Ohio a few years ago call me crying, saying that his son had been doing the marketing and he had got involved in five times the amount of accumulators that they actually produce grain and was doubled up and owed that elevator the next 3 years worth of crops, $2 under the market, and asked me to help him. We can't help you after the event. So, you know, if you don't think futures and options work, selling five times your crop. And the reason he did it, they had a reason, was every time they did an accumulator, the market was going down. They were getting knocked out and they didn't have as much sold as they wanted. So they thought if they went to different elevators and did more accumulators, they wouldn't get caught. And hence, they didn't know corn was going to go up a few dollars. They didn't know there's going to be a Ukraine war. Extremely sad story. And so if I seem dramatic or completely agree with you, it's because I've had those phone calls, and I told him he needed two things, a priest and a lawyer, because whoever got him in those contracts should be in jail, and whoever and to fix his problems was a heavenly problem, because it was a real big deal. And so the fact he knows me or us or Advanced Trading from TV and media and thinks we're going to fix it, that is not true. Is that correct, Brady?
No, yeah, we're not your, there's no silver bullet. There's no magic person or product or edge that's going to come in and make you a better marketer overnight. But understanding the tools and a balanced approach to it. And, you know, sometimes what not to do, those are some of the most important things. And I think we got to be honest with ourselves when it comes to marketing, you know, crunch the numbers. If you choose not to crunch the numbers, that didn't mean you had a good year. It just means you're ignoring the numbers.
Yeah. And I find it interesting how much people are now longing to sign up for subscriptions and everything else. There's a great spreadsheet up in Fargo. It's now owned by John Deere, but the founder, he's still very active on X. And he said, he posted a few weeks ago, it was about 5 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. It's actually when corn made the low. He said, this is hard to say, but as corn makes a multi-year low, we're having three times the sign up for our spreadsheet. The spreadsheet could have helped you three times more when corn was $2 higher, not when corn's lower. And so he was politely telling his client base, you're signing up now on the lows. The spreadsheet won't make corn $2 higher. Knowing your cost production is not going to fix your problem.
I call it rescue marketing, Tommy. It's like, it goes back to my agronomy days, and we've talked about this. You got a farmer that calls you when he's got a 2 foot tall kochia plant or weed out there. The time to spray that weed was when it was 2 inches tall, not when it's 2 feet tall. You got a problem, and you're not going to be happy with any tool you use to try to kill that thing today.
Yeah. Let's talk markets real quick. Okay. Stock market's having a good day. We're going to end the week with that. Who knows where to close? That thing could be up or down a lot from here. Corn's lower. Wheat's being wheat. That's impressive to see. Beans are lower. Wheat's riding its own path, isn't it? Talk about wheat a little bit, Brady Huck. I'm going to bring in a chart, okay?
Big move in wheat, just higher, higher, and higher. And, you know, if you marketed yesterday, the day before, you may be kicking yourself. But who knows where this thing's going to go? I think it's a great opportunity to manage risk. Or, you know, KC wheat, July wheat's up 80 cents. Some India headlines, some dryness in Russia, concerns there. I'll believe Russia doesn't have a crop when they stop exporting and flooding the market with exports. Big move there. Big move.
Popped up a daily there on May wheat. We'll have to move to July. Let's check out that one price you said. Was it March 25 or
July 25 is what I look at for new crop 2025 KC wheat. Next year's wheat bushels here in Kansas. Knocking on that $7.
Seven. Hello.
Attention.
Hello.
Got a 40 under, 50 under basis. You got 650 wheat. That's a long time between now and then. But Tommy, we don't got crop insurance for that crop yet. I think we got to respect that too.
Yeah, I like skipping ahead. I like when someone's a little scared to do something this year, saying, heck with it, go really big next year. At least you're getting one crop under control. I can't think I've ever seen that not work. Now, I've seen people massively get hedged in 1 year and the next year in the year and blow up because they couldn't tell the future. And more times than not, I see firms do that. Real quick, I want to go back and touch back on those accumulators.
I do
advise for clients to do a little bit of those, but they will do like 15, 20% of their bushels. I'm like, oh, yeah, absolutely. In a bear market, that accumulator will work fine. Mm-hmm. It's when the bear market turns into a bull market and you didn't know that, and you're the reason we're going into a bull market because of production problem. You want to explain that a little bit?
Yeah. So that's when you go throw it in the throw your bushels in that bucket and then the market takes off and you get doubled up. And is that what you're talking about there, mm-hmm. Tommy, where you get doubled up and have more of your production committed to marketed than what you either A, produced or two, thought you had? I think that's when those things can come and trip you up. And there's 1,000 different types of those accumulators now that have little iterations of their own. I think it's important for guys to understand what they, you know, understand what they've got, what they're doing, and know that, you know, if you want to do something like that on your own in your own account, you can create a very similar product with just using options in your own account and then have the control of it and not be tied to some origination destination. Most of those tools are just simply to originate bushels.
Yeah, great way of explaining. Here's the way I explain it. I was talking to my brother Joe yesterday. Someone was panicking, one of his clients, and said, I should do a bunch of these. I'll feel a lot better about you doing those when you can explain back to me how that company got you that price, what your knockout is down below, and what your double up is above. And then we can go through some yield scenarios where you have a production problem. The worst thing could happen is the market rallies. You are the reason we're having a production problem. And you go from there. And I have yet, I've only had a few clients be able to explain back how the company is doing that, which we could explain it to you. We could send us any one of these. We can explain to you how they did that through math. But when you, the consumer, can't explain what you bought, I mean, could you imagine buying a brand new pickup and not understanding if it took gas or diesel or I mean, it just like you would be so off, right? And by the way, I do have a doctor friend who was really tired one day, and he had a beautiful diesel truck, and he went to a gas station, filled it up with gas, and he did get a new engine. It happens to the best of us, but
especially when you get mixed one. You got one diesel and one gas.
It happens the best. Anyway, our point is, don't get your diesel and gas mixed up. If you can't explain back to us what you're doing in a marketing program, you either have an incredible amount of trust in the people you're working with, or you need more education. Light news day, light market day, wheat's the hero, dragging up everything, cattle, hanging in there. We had a big volatile day in cattle yesterday. What do you know about cattle, Brady?
Yep. I think the north traded a little bit higher, and that supported some things. You also got April kind of going into delivery here, getting ready to settle up and go into delivery and transition into June. So you got some position management as we roll from the April to the June on the fat cattle side of things. The higher cash market, though, the Packers, if they're going to pay up for this beef, the choice cutout isn't going any higher right now. So it's going to eat into their margins and cause them to be more negative. Weights were posted, Tommy, for a couple weeks ago. You know, the USDA weights are a couple weeks behind, but the stat is 28 pounds above a year ago and record high weights for this time of year. More pounds of beef, less animals. Yeah, kind of quiet on the bird flu.
Yeah. Oh, we lost Brady. That's okay.
Go ahead. I'm chopping up a little
that's
bit.
That's okay. You know, Brady, I'll take it from here. I'm gonna close her up, and you are handsome as heck. You're just, the internet's a little off, but whatever. You know, it's 2024. Who needs high-speed internet? I love you. Have a great weekend. You are the amazing broker. I'll brag you up once we kick you off the
show. Thanks, Tommy G.
Plus, I want to try doing solo. No one ever
Yeah, rock and roll. I got one headline before I go, Tommy.
All right.
One headline. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
April 26th. Heard it on the radio today. National No Makeup Day. All natural, baby. All natural.
Oh, I got a little powder on. All right. I felt a little blotchy this morning. So anyone needs tips on makeup for men, I'm your guy. All right. Brady Huck, awesome. All right. Here's what I want to do, folks. He's got a little poor internet, and I just want to thank you for watching. Real quick, let's talk about premium content. Yesterday on premium content, we had Mr. Jesse Allen. He talked about volatility and his conference call with Vilsack. That was good stuff. Jesse, if you want more Jesse, you can catch him on Market Talk or AOA. He is the host. This afternoon's premium content's already created. That was Mr. Brad Downing. Brad Downing's a farmer, and he does a lot of things, but he's a farmer in Central Illinois, a friend of Advanced Trading. We'll have that out to clients shortly. Tomorrow, Saturday, will be Mr. Don Wick. I might actually go in studio with Don and broadcast the show from Don Wick's studio there in Grand Forks. I have a charity event to go to. I'm super excited about tomorrow. So I'll be flying up North Dakota today. Taking a look at the markets before we go, corn down a half. Soybeans down 3. Wheat being wheat up 10 to 11 across the board, 7 in the Board of Trade, 11 and 10 in the Minneapolis. Volatility in gold. Stock market having a great day. Again, if you need premium content, we do our free show. And then for $1 a day, you get your morning email. You get up to 6 videos, sometimes more. We did 7 this week. You get a video a day. So we look at $1 a day for education. And then you get an end of the week newsletter. And then we text you on actionable alerts. When the markets are moving big, when the Dow is down 750 yesterday, you're getting a text just to let you know that the environment's changed. With that, let's go over the comments real quick. Bring those up and I will do my best to add a little color to those. Mr. Luke, seeing some emergence on corn in central NC, looks like good emergence on the beans. I put it in last week. USDA gave $50,000 to UNI of Wyoming for HPAI cattle testing. Not much dairy in Wyoming. Thoughts? Well, my thoughts are they'd be a little behind on this. I think in general, the cattlemen might know there's a little something out there. They just, you know, whatever, it's cold, it'll go away. They don't want to talk about it. So the more animals you test, and this is a quote from Tyne Morgan from U.S. Farm Report, the more animals you test, the more positive cases you'll get. The more people you test for COVID, the more you'll see COVID is a thing. And if we tested everyone today for COVID, I think there'd be a lot of people who still have it. One more question, we'll get Farmer Brett, and then if we don't have any more questions, we'll end the show. Farmer Brett says, we have on-farm storage, and we get anywhere from 40 cents to a dollar of premium on corn. That's awesome. That's not counting cost of electric and labor, though, with the hands up. Like the emoji, big emoji guy, versus our local elevator. Farmer Brett realized he didn't finish talking. Well, we're not going to cut off Farmer Brett, and I think that's great. You know what else I think is great? A brand new American flag for your farm. If you call us here in the next, oh, say, hour or two, you don't even have to subscribe. We'd love for you to subscribe to Premium. If you call 1-855-737-FARM or email us at info@ATIPromedia, I feel like giving away 5 flags today, 5 American flags, and I'll show you how beautiful that looks when someone posts it. Here's a client and a friend up in North Dakota posted that flag. Thanks, Tommy G and ATI Pro Media. Love listening to the show. If you love America and you want a flag, go after it. All right, sports fans, we got a great list of premium contributors that are going to start next week. Markets seem a little quieter. Today is May options expiration. If you have any suggestions for the show, email us, call us, let us know what we can do to continue to educate you. Brady Huck had a little poor internet. We kicked him off. Connor B is traveling for business. And again, questions, comments, give us a call. We have a big announcement to make in a week or two. We're not going to quite tell you that yet. All I can say is this, for you out there planting, keep getting after it. I hope your rig is as beautiful as that. Make sure you have that planter fixed up perfect. I'll give you one little tidbit that Brad Downing from Cross Creek Ag Solutions talked about, is that every bag of seed has its most potential the second you buy that bag. And when you open that bag and you start farming, that's when you start losing your potential. That's when you start going backward. There he is. Handsome alert. Look at that guy. Cross Creek Ag Solutions, Brad Downing, a client and personal friend, just a great person to learn from. He's trying some new things. And when we talked about that, we went to Commodity Classic and we noticed all these booths with all these things that we're not used to. You say the word biologicals or this or different ways of looking at the science of growing a crop. One other thing, if I tell you too much, you watch the whole show. First of all, we went about 33 minutes and Brad's a graduate of Purdue and we had to talk about what happened with Purdue basketball. But once we got through that, one of the other interesting things he said was look at a plant health, just like you look at your health and everything you could do to stay healthier. We're trying to do that for plants. So anyway, thank you all for watching ATI Pro Media live at 9. Tell a friend. We're getting real close to 10,000 subscribers. Please click like and subscribe. If you want notifications, we go live every day at 9. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the notifications bell, and you will be notified every time we go live. We're not afraid to go live on breaking news. 1 week ago yesterday, there was a major news event. We went live at 10:30 at night. It was awesome. So thanks for subscribing. Thanks for watching the show. Everyone have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Thanks for joining us. We're here every day, 9 a.m. Central. Don't forget to like and subscribe. We'll see you next time.